Good afternoon.
Hello, Miss Cunningham.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine, are you?
Yes, thank you. Hello, Mayor. He's not with us. Hello, Erica, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Hello, Mayor.
Hey, how are you doing today, Kara?
Doing good, thank you.
Aaron.
Yes, Dick. Good afternoon.
Hey, Mayor, how are you?
Good. How's Dustin?
I'm good. Rainy day.
It has been a little wet, hasn't it?
Okay, we're waiting on Jamie, I think.
Yeah, I believe he's the only one not on.
Okay, Sheila, are you with us yet?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, good. I guess we'll wait another minute or two for Jamie, or has he let you know he is not going to be here?
I haven't talked to him.
Okay. I would think Jamie would have been on if he was going to attend today, don't you?
I think so.
You want to go ahead, and then if he joins us in a minute?
That'll be fine.
Do that. All right, we'll go ahead and do a roll call then. Mayor Jordan?
Here.
Jamie Mead? Dustin Charon?
Present.
Richard Walsh.
In the meeting.
Karen Cunningham here. Okay. If you all will look, you should have a copy of the minutes from the last meeting, which was on February the 25th. And do we have any corrections to these minutes? If not, do I have a motion to accept the minutes as written?
I'll make that motion.
I thank you. And do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in agreement, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carried. According to the agenda, we don't have any old business, but Erica, do you have anything that maybe didn't make it to the agenda?
No, ma'am. The only agenda item I had is what's on here.
All right. Anybody else? Any old business? Mayor, did you have anything that needed to come up that's not on there?
No.
All right, then we'll move on to the new business. And we have one item on the agenda today, and that is the discussion and approval of the subdividing of property owned by Steve and Christy Joyner, located at 120 Honeysuckle Street. And according to my screen here, Christy is with us today. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. I am muted, but I can... following along.
All right. Thank you, Christy. Would you like to introduce what you're requesting today then?
Sure. My name is Christy Joyner. I'm actually from Johnson County. I've owned the Honeysuckle property. It's attached to the, near the Sheriff's Department. It attaches to their land up there beside Sunset. It's behind Burger King. I've owned it for the last 3 years. We run an Airbnb out of the house that's currently there. We are looking just to subdivide the land. We are not looking to sell. That is not in our future, but we do want to subdivide it just in case we ever do need to sell. We plan on building another apartment up there and maybe two in the future, but maybe more. So we're subdividing it just in case anything ever happens that we did have to sell one. That's what we're requesting.
All right. And then all of it has road frontage, except you're going to build a street in, aren't you, on part of it?
It's a driveway to me. It may be called a street, but it'll be a driveway.
It's going to be a shared driveway easement. Mm-hmm. You should have the agreement in the packet. It's drawn up that it'll be a shared driveway so that they all have access to the road. One reason for that is Honeysuckle Street, a very narrow street, and putting multiple entrances off that road probably wouldn't be very beneficial or smart because it's such a narrow road. So most of them will actually share this driveway easement.
All right. Christy, did you have anything else you wanted to say before I'll let Erica, our planner, present any further information to us? Do you have anything else you want to say?
Not unless you have any questions for me. It's just, you know, we're not subdividing this to sell off the lots. We're subdividing it in case something ever did have to be sold. But our plans are to keep it just the way it is.
All right, if you'll just hold on then, and we'll let let Erica Malpass, she is our planner. And Erica, would you please talk to us a little bit about this?
Yes, so if you look at the plat that is in your packet, you'll see the five lots that it's being subdivided into. There are a few odd areas with it, but everything meets the criteria. I did have a couple questions regarding the properties, though. I wanted to make sure you check that each one can be serviced by all utilities. I know it will for electric, but my concern was sewer and water. Is it going to be served by sewer or septic for these properties?
Christy,
Erica, are you addressing that to me? We will do whatever the city lets us do. If they let us tap into the city, that's fine. If they want us to do our own, that's fine.
Okay, I think I talked to a few people on this, and I think there's only a sewer line along Highway 421. I don't believe there's one along Honeysuckle that I was told of. So it would probably have to be septic. For especially the back lots, because I know the house is serviced by sewer, but I don't know how far that extension could go. And that would be something to take into consideration here. But I do know the house, I was told was served by sewer or city sewer. So the lot one, if you ever do want to build anything on it, it's going to have to be very minimal because the setbacks, it doesn't really meet a lot of them. So that is also something to keep in mind. And I had a conversation regarding the old South Perch Street that's now been closed. From my understanding, is that anyone can answer this question possibly, is this served by the Burger King, like drive through or anything? Do they use that portion?
They're just parking on it.
Okay. And
we didn't close. I mean, we had a request to close it and we denied the request.
Okay. Okay, so the only thing with that is part of the pavement goes on to lot three, which I found kind of odd. I didn't know if there was like an agreement somewhere. It could have been a written or spoken agreement somewhere down the line a while back of the sidewalk being allowed, or the, not sidewalk, but the pavement being allowed there or anything. But it's a little odd that the pavement is on the lot. So... Otherwise, they have it an acre on lot three, so it's buildable. It's just got a little bit of pavement on it. And then lot five will be served by the backside of Honeysuckle Street on the same side that the county jail is on and everything. So that will have its own driveway. That's the only one that will be served by its own driveway.
They would have to put a tile and stuff in to get that.
Yes.
Correct.
I believe so. Yes. To get a driveway onto it, you'd have to put a tile in.
And that's the lot five.
What is the zoning right now in that area? What is that zoned?
R1.
It's R1. And now she mentioned something about apartments. And that's not R1, so.
You can do like a duplex because it allows for, I just looked at it and now I can't remember the exact wording off the top of my head.
Yes, it does.
So you can do like a duplex because it does allow for two family establishments, but that would be the most you could do. It couldn't be like an apartment building with more than two. It could only be that.
We're looking for a single family or a duplex. We're not looking for an apartment complex.
Okay. Yeah, it allows for single and two family dwellings. So,
Christy, were you going to do that as an Airbnb also? Or
That's up in the air, possibly, but there's a lot of people looking for just a place to rent, as a full-time renter. So we may do it in that direction and or the Airbnb direction, or maybe a little half and half. Our initial plans are just to start the first duplex as soon as we can and then go from there.
Okay.
The current Airbnb that I have there is booked all the time. So we'll see. I've got some other apartments in the city and people are all the time calling asking for a place to rent for long term, but I've had a little bit of bad luck with that. So we'll see.
All right. Do we have any questions from anybody else, Mayor? Do you have any other concern? The only thing then you're asking us to do today is just to approve the dividing the property, correct?
Yes.
So as far as seeing to anything as far as streets and sewer and all of that, that'll be something that will be brought up at a later time with the city commissioners or something?
Well, for this to be recorded, she has to get all of the boxes signed and they will make sure that you're able to do that first. So it'd be approval subject to signatures. So you'd have to double check that you can get all of the utilities. I really think the sewer will be probably septic because I don't think it can be served by city sewer, so you'll have to get TDEC actually to sign off on that. But that will be one of the conditions that you have to check on the utilities, and then you have to get all the signature boxes signed.
And then, like I said, we're perfectly willing to do a well. We would like to use the city lines to do the drains to send the water back through, but whatever we need to do, we'll work around it.
What kind of septic system is the jail on? They don't have their own, aren't they on?
Yeah, they're on the sewer. They got a grinder lift station that pumps into our sewer system.
Well, I thought it.
I mean, we'd love just to be on the city water and sewer, but we keep hearing you guys seem to be a little full.
I think Chris Hook has already done an inspection on the water and sewer. I can look that up.
All right. Are we ready to have a motion on this then? Any other concerns, Mayor or Richard or Dustin?
Not from my end.
Okay, do I?
Sewer business has been mentioned, and I did have a concern about that, but did I hear Kristen say something about digging a well?
Sorry, Dick, you're fading out on us. Okay.
Did Christy say something about they would be willing to drill a well for water? Or did I mishear?
No, she did say that, but it will be hooked up to a city water. I think water is available there.
Okay.
Yeah, they'd have to have a tap for each dwelling, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, are we ready to have a motion on this then?
Yes, go ahead.
Do I have a motion then that we do recommend that approval of this, of subdividing this property? Do I have a recommendation?
I'll make a motion to approve it.
All right, I have a motion from our mayor. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Dustin, second that motion. And do we have any further discussion? If no further discussion, then we have a motion and a second. Then all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried. All right. Do we have
Thank any? You.
You're welcome, Christy. Good luck to you. Okay, she's gone off then, I guess. Do we have anything else at all to come up that you can think of in new business? Erica, Mayor, anybody?
No, ma'am. Sorry, my eye's watering, so I'm not crying. My eye's just watering a lot.
Well, since there's no further business, do I have a motion then that we adjourn?
So moved.
A second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Meeting adjourned.
Have a good evening, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.